Good evening. I'm John Yang. President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky said today that they are closing in on a peace proposal aimed at ending the war with Russia. The two leaders met today at Mar-a-Lago in Florida.
We have two willing parties. We have two willing countries. They want to see it end. The people of Ukraine want it to end, and the people of Russia want it to end, and the two leaders want it to end.
Today's talks involved just the United States and Ukraine. While there's been no official response from Moscow, in the days leading up to the meeting, Russia intensified attacks on Kyiv. Zelensky says that's evidence that President Vladimir Putin isn't interested in ending the war. Michael McFaul teaches at Stanford University, and he was U.S. ambassador to Russia in the Obama administration. Mr. Ambassador, the President Trump talked to Putin for about an hour beforehand. He said he's going to call him soon after this meeting with Zelensky. What do you think his reaction is or is going to be to what is in this proposal?
Well, he's already stated it. He's already been on TV earlier today, yesterday, and then his foreign policy advisor, Mr. Ushakov, who I used to negotiate with when I was the ambassador, he's already said so. They don't want a ceasefire. They've said that very clearly. And they want all of Donbas, that's the eastern part of Ukraine. And he said either we'll get it peacefully or we'll get it militarily. And in the proposal, at least the one that President Zelensky publicized a few days ago, the 20-point plan, it does not give Russia all of Donbas by retreating Ukrainian forces out of that part of Donbas that they control. So my guess is, I hope that Putin will take this seriously and negotiate towards the end of this horrific, barbaric war. My fear is that he's going to reject it.
You talked about Yushchikov in Russia. He had a briefing for reporters after the telephone call earlier, and he said that the President Trump and President Putin agreed that Kyiv must make a courageous, responsible political decision regarding the Donbas, and that given the situation on the front lines, Kyiv must not delay making that decision. It sounds like that the president is going to pressure Ukraine on this point. Is there any leverage that he's exerted on Russia?
No, and that's exactly the most important point. I applaud President Trump for trying to end this war. I think he had to talk to Putin to try to do that and talk to President Zelensky as he's doing today. That's part of negotiations. But what he has strategically miscalculated is that his strategy has always been to put pressure on Zelensky and never pressure on Vladimir Putin or the Russian armed forces or the Russian people supporting the war. And so time and time again, he keeps asking Zelensky for more concessions. And there are more concessions, by the way, in this new proposal than there were 6 months ago. Extraordinary concessions from my point of view that the Ukrainians and President Zelensky is proposing. But Putin just keeps pocketing those concessions and asking for more. And I predict he'll continue to do so unless President Trump changes course in 2026 and puts pressure on Russia. And to do that, that is more weapons for Ukraine and more sanctions for Russia.
What are some of the concessions in this proposal that surprise you on the Ukrainian part?
Well, first, we're not even talking about the occupied territories anymore. If you look at least what was put in the public domain, and I want to be clear, I haven't seen any secret documents, but what is in the public domain, the Ukrainians are not even disputing those territories that are currently occupied by Russia. That's a huge concession. Second, they have now put on the table a proposal for how to govern Donbas, which would include, if Russia agrees to do the same, a retreat from the contact line right now in Donbas. That's another extraordinary concession. The twist to it all, importantly, is that Zelensky said he could only agree to do that if there would be a referendum of the Ukrainian people to endorse it. But it is a major concession that was not part of the talks 6 months ago, let alone a year ago.
He's proposing that that area, as I understand it, become either a demilitarized zone or a free economic zone. How would that work? Is that something that Russia would support, would buy?
I don't think so. I think so far we've seen no evidence that Putin is willing to do that. He keeps saying Donbas needs to be ours, either through peaceful or military means. Now, I've negotiated with the Russians in my career, and I know that they always adopt maximalist positions until the end game of negotiation. So one could hope for that. But publicly so far, he's rejected that idea. He wants to conquer it by military means.
In our last 30 seconds or so, where does things go from here?
Again, I hope Putin will take seriously this new proposal. I think it's a fair proposal, a lot of concessions from the Ukrainians. I fear that the war will drag on, and this time next year, tragically, I think they'll still be fighting in eastern Ukraine.
Former Ambassador Michael McFaul, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.